News Talk 1620 WTAW, this first Monday in August, is going to launch for us a regular Monday segment that we introduced you to last year, and that's updates about the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince is the president and chief executive of United Way of the Brazos Valley, and can't believe it's time to start thinking about fall campaigns again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we think about campaign all year long, but we're really about to come out in the community and really give our presence and talk about what United Way is and hope that people will support us.
Let's hear a little bit about United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Sure, sure. I'll start with our really generic mission, which is United Way brings the community together to find solutions that change people's lives. I always like to add by advancing education, financial stability, and health. Those are our three focus areas that we really try to impact. We focus on those because they're the building blocks for a good quality of life. It's very difficult to be financially stable if you don't have a strong education. It's hard to be healthy if you don't have funds in the bank or in your wallet to take care of yourself, go to the doctor when needed, or buy healthy foods, and so on and so on. So they are all interrelated. That's why we focus on them. So United Way really is here to work with in collaboration with other organizations in the community to impact education, financial stability, and health.
And it's United Way of the Brazos Valley, emphasizing Valley as opposed to Brazos County.
Absolutely. We serve all seven counties of our Brazos Valley region. So that's Brazos and then the six counties that touch it. It's a pretty large service area, but we feel it's our duty to serve all of them. We are one community. Oftentimes you see this really in disasters. When something happens in one county, it doesn't just stay there. Giving comes from all different counties. So why should we only do that during disasters? Why not do that all the time and support each other? Our rural counties, our surrounding counties come to Bryan for shopping, for resources, for healthcare needs. We also have things that go out when game days are going on. Our friends that come into town stay in all of those surrounding counties as well and support those cities as well. So we think of ourselves as one community because it really does take all the cities to make this community work.
Some other dimensions of what makes United Way of the Brazos Valley unique in my experience, probably the main thing is that not only is there a campaign, a traditional let's bring in the money, but there's not only the agencies that United Way of the Brazos Valley works with, there's also other services that United Way of the Brazos Valley has that really, I don't know if it's the right word is dovetail or associated with, but there are things that certainly assist the communities within the Brazos Valley.
Absolutely. So United Way really focuses, has two ways that we invest. We talk about investing to build a stronger community. And the community is only strong if everybody works together. And that's the beauty of United Way. It's bringing all of these individuals together to work together on something. And so we do that through two big avenues. First of all is our community impact grants. That's what people traditionally think of as United Way raises funds and gives them to agencies in the community. Well, yes, we do. But it's a little bit more than that. We don't just give to worthy causes just because they're a worthy cause. The agency has to prove that. And they go through a very rigorous application process where community volunteers come together and review those applications. They go out and do site visits. They look at how is the impact going to be made. So an agency is saying, we're going to do this with the funds, and this is the result. This is the social return on investment that will be made through this contribution. And those volunteers evaluate that and determine how much funds should go to that agency, if it's worthy, things like that. So when we go through that process, we do that once every 3 years. We set our partners then for the next 3 years, and then we make grant contributions to them to help support those specific programs making a measurable result. We ask in return that the agencies provide results back to us so that we're able to then go back to the community and say, this is what we've been able to do with the funds that have been given to us. Your investment in us has turned around into an investment into this agency and into our community. We just finished year one of our 3-year grant. So reports were due from the agencies just the other day. So in the next few months, we'll be looking over those reports. We'll be pulling back together some of those community volunteers to look at those and evaluate, are we making the impact? And this isn't to say, is the agency doing what they're supposed to be doing? That's not what the point of this is. It's to really say, are we doing the best with the money that we should be? Is there another way that we could invest? Could we restructure this a little bit differently to make sure that we're maximizing our gift to the community as much as possible?
It's as much accountability for United Way as it is accountability for the agencies that grants are being awarded to.
Absolutely. And this is in response to what our donors want and what our donors have asked for. So that's the one main way that we invest in our communities through our community impact grants. The other is what we call our community investments. And those are collaboratives, collaborative programs with other organizations in the community to address a specific need. So we have four of them right now. We've got our Financial Fitness Center, our Youth Leadership Cabinet, 211 Texas, and then our Volunteer Center. And so over the next few weeks, I'll talk about each of those in a little bit more detail. But basically, it's that we can't provide the program by ourselves because it's too expensive. And so when we work and collaborate with other organizations, we're able to bring in funds from them and other resources, human resources, volunteer resources, space resources, and able to really make a larger impact through that program. Instead of United Way doing it completely by ourselves, we work with lots of other people in order to do that and able to offer that to the community.
Visiting with Allison Prince of the United Way of the Brazos Valley. So we are beginning the season of the campaigns for the community impact grants.
Absolutely. And it's really for all of our operations. And campaign will be kicking off. We've already had a couple campaigns go on at companies, and we're very happy about the outcomes of those so far. We don't know a whole lot. We have just kind of early predictions of how things have coming in or early reports. So as the campaign goes on, we'll know more details on how it's going. We had a wonderful loaned executive training last week. We trained 26 loaned executives. And what a loaned executive is that we call them our hands and feet in the community. We have myself and one other person in our building that's actually dedicated to trying to raise money. And it's a 7-county region that I talked about. It's 5,500 square miles or something like that, 5,100. It's a large area. And so our loaned executives are volunteers that help us be liaisons between United Way and the company. So it just expands our reach. We're able to reach a lot more businesses, to reach a lot more donors by having volunteers that help us do it instead of us having to have staff that do that. It's also a way for us to do it in an economic way. And it's a wonderful opportunity for young professionals in the community or someone who's new to business or knows a lot of businesses. We love people who know a lot of businesses in town to really strengthen their business contacts by utilizing United Way to do that.
So is there still an opportunity for somebody to get in on that?
Of course. We would love volunteers. You're always welcome to check out our website at uwbv.org or call our office at 979-696-4483. You'll ask to speak with Don Dickinson, and we'll get you trained up. Even though you missed training, it's not too late. We'd still love to have you come in. This week, we're assigning LEs to teams and then accounts to teams and things like that, and we're calling it just kind of a little United Way draft that we're doing internally to get everybody ready to go so that we can just hit this community as hard as possible and let them know that United Way is here and is asking for support, asking for your investment in United Way so that we're able to invest in the community.
Off the top of your head, an estimate of how many contributors? How many companies?
167 companies is who actively that we're working with currently. I want to say over 10,000 givers. Now, that's between our community campaign and our state employee charitable campaign, which we are the managers for. That's anybody who's a state employee. That campaign will be kicking off in September 1st through October 31st. For all of our state employees, you can still support United Way through that as well.
Which was the other unique thing that I was going to bring up in the conversation, because they're trying to cover as many people as you can, and particularly with the concentration of state employees, and people think right off the bat Texas A&M. Well, there's a whole lot of other state agencies that are around here too. And for those who have not been approached in the past about giving, as well as those who have maybe have seen a notice, but for whatever reason they haven't taken action on that, what can they do to learn more about United Way and all the recipients of the things that United Way of the Brazos Valley does?
A great place to start is our website. Like I said, UW. bv.org. That's a great place to start gaining some information. They're welcome to call and ask questions. Ask a neighbor who is involved in United Way, any of our board members as well. Our website has all of our board members on it. They're all very passionate. I'm very blessed to work with an organization that has 24 very passionate and very engaged board members who are also volunteers that believe in the mission of United Way and working hard for our community. Any of us are more than happy to visit on the value of United Way and on why it's important to invest in your community. We all think that working together, we can build a stronger organization than we do if working at it alone. And that's really what United Way is about. It's about bringing people together to build a stronger community.
This is the perfect time of year, right at the beginning, to get that appointment set up. Let's make it more than 167 businesses and organizations that you reach.
Absolutely. We have a short list of business prospects that we're going to be approaching this year, but we'd love to add. So if there's someone who's interested, call our office. We'd be happy to work with you.
And it doesn't have to be a business. It can be any club of
organization. Individual,
absolutely.
Individual, club, organization, however you want to do it.
Well, we don't want to take all the thunder out in the first week, but I felt it was necessary to set a foundation. We'll make a reference to a lot of these things over the next couple of months, but it's nice to get this started, another year of great anticipation.
Great. Thank you so much.
Allison Prince is the President and Chief Executive of United Way of the Brances Valley. Again, UWBV online for more information. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.